This is Member Care Media, a media ministry of TWR. Up next, a conversation we believe will be helpful to you. This is a copyright production of Member Care Media and may not be reproduced without prior written consent.
Good morning. Good grief. Not morning as in M-O-R-N-I-N-G, but morning as in good grief. How do you handle grief well? How do you handle losses well? I don't know if this is something that's hitting you today, but I would say that in the history of those that have heard the call of God on their lives to take the gospel to another culture, that call inevitably is a call to sacrifice, to losses, to things that you will have to leave behind or give up in order to present the gospel in another culture. So the question isn't whether there's going to be losses involved as you are in ministry overseas, as you are working overseas as a Christian worker, but it's rather how you will deal with those things that you've had to give up. At MTI, Mission Training International, one of the things we find consistently, we've put it into categories, that you have to give up a number of things. You have to give up a stable nest or home. This usually hits both men and women, but women especially. The average Christian worker is transitioning homes every 9 to 13 months, depending on the agency. What's it like when you're constantly redecorating the house or trying to make it home? What if you're the type of personality that gets a lot of your sense of stability from your environment around you, being orderly and being visually pleasing? What's it like when you constantly, every 9 to 13 months, have to give that up? It's tough. It is a true loss. What about identity? You know, you leave your home culture and you say, I'm Steve, I'm a counselor, I'm a therapist, I'm a professor, I'm a pastor, I'm a teacher. I don't know what you used to say your profession was, but it's kind of a trick question in those first few years overseas, maybe even longer, where the answer ends up being, I'm a learner. I don't really have a vocation. I don't have an identity. I am just trying to survive. Learn a new culture, learn a new language. Giving up that sense of props that we have in our vocation that bring about a sense of identity is just one area where we have to give up by our identity. I'm a son of somebody famous. There's a lot of things you give up in your identity when you go overseas, and there's losses there to be had. Perhaps one of the biggest losses that we've noted is the loss of competence. Again, hits men and women, but this one really hits men hard. What's it like when you feel incompetent? What's it like when you feel inadequate? Ooh, ouch. When I can barely order a soda and I barely can speak, I'm definitely not even at a kindergarten language when I start. What's it like for you to give up competences? I know one for me when I've lived overseas is in the American culture, I am very good at social cues. So I can see when a person is going through something or a person is angry or the team is just not gelling with each other. But sometimes when you go overseas, you lose that sense of competence about social cues. It's tough. And so competence is definitely something you'll have to give up for periods of time as you're overseas. Perhaps one of the biggest ones that rattles us that we don't recognize that in the hoorah of going overseas, we've been mobilized. We've said it's better to burn out for Jesus than to rust out in the pews. And we give up support systems that we have. Now, science and the meta studies with large numbers of people definitely bears out those that have greater social support systems tend to have a greater sense of well-being, less diseases and illnesses. And we often don't recognize when we give up those social support systems, it causes a lot of undue strain on the support systems that remain, for instance, the marriage. Or if you're single, the intensity of loneliness is even more. We are intricately intertwined with those around us. And when we rip a lot of those strands, we go overseas and we're tattered. And we might not realize it, but it is a true loss. Some have said, yeah, but I still got email. Yeah, I still got the telephone. Well, fitting the same amount of love and communication through a straw versus a 10-inch pipe is about the difference between living in proximity and trying to be able to survive overseas and actually thrive. So no matter what, we give up a certain sense of connectedness and support systems. And then for most of us coming as Christian workers to other places, no matter what, you give up a sense of safety. There is going to be likely justice systems that don't work efficiently as we have. There's going to be more violence that you'll be exposed to. Bad things happen, and we often don't realize we live in a society that has really guarded a lot of things. So the minute you step off is the minute that you have the loss of a sense of safety that you once had. So these are just part of what it's like to live in another culture. You have to give up some things in order to be a Christian worker in another culture. There are other things that we have found as we've worked with those for years and debriefed people coming back. One of those is that there's a difference between concrete losses and abstract losses. If your uncle dies, it's very concrete. Something has happened. If a bomb goes off in the church and that you were a part of, then it's very concrete. You've got the loss of safety. You've got the loss of a person. What becomes harder is these abstract losses. The losses of dreams, the losses of hopes for a strong team, the losses of even imaginable things. So let's say, for instance, one of my teammates got broken into and his wife got raped. Every night when I go to bed, although someone may not break into my house and rape my wife, I have a sense of loss of safety that's abstract, but it is affecting me every single night. These are losses that are there. So what do you do with them? What does Scripture say about these things? Let me address these two different levels. First, let me tell you a story, and then let me take you through some of what Scripture is very clear on. Story of a gentleman named John who served in Central Asia as a Christian worker. John came into my office, first met him. First call I got was from his agency, and they said, we are requiring John to go to counseling. The second call I got was from his wife wanting to set up an appointment for her spouse who was depressed. And both of those, as a counselor, I was not too pleased with, because it felt like prison therapy, where somebody was going to come in against their will, and the prognosis or the outcome is usually not very good because you're not sure of the motivation of the person coming in. Well, John came into my office and he said, I know that all things work together for the good. I know that the joy of the Lord should be my strength, but it's not. I know that I'm going to see my unborn children in heaven. I don't want to commit suicide, but I wish that I wasn't alive. John, over the next number of times with John, began to unpack his story. John's story was that he was an extremely successful college pastor at a church that took the college group from 3 people to about 300 over a period of about 8 years. John was the boy that was born with the golden spoon in his mouth. Anything he did turned to gold. He had a way of taking this college group and making it exciting, but also relevant. He didn't want to tone down the hard sayings of Christ, but he wanted it to be relevant and exciting. And he had a way of doing that. And it was unbelievable what he did. Very interpersonally skilled. Well, during his tenure, he started to take these college students overseas. At which time God started to prick his heart that he has skills cross-culturally. So he started to get dreams to be able to take God to some of the toughest places in Central Asia. Well, he got there. It's his first few years in this country, and his wife, who for years they've been infertile, has a miscarriage. They got pregnant, they were excited, and then she had a miscarriage. the team that he was on, which was an absolutely beautiful team, they just loved each other, just didn't quite know what to do with this kind of strange grief called miscarriage. Well, that was hard on him. He was also going through a time in which he didn't know who he was, because all of a sudden he had absolutely no title and had absolutely no competence. He was having to learn language and culture and to be stripped down, given all the dreams that he had. It was weighing on him. It was really quite tough. Well, eventually, right as he's getting the language, something goes on in the country, and his whole team had to be evacuated. Now, the country next to it previously had been evacuated also, and those that were Christian workers were not able to return, and it was going to be indefinite whether they'd be able to return. So for all he knew, it was an indefinite no. You cannot go back. He had spent 3 years in seminary. He had spent time learning the language, learning the culture, getting a great team. And now, in a moment's notice, the dream of becoming fruitful and effective in Central Asia was just shattered, completely obliterated. As we started talking, I recognized the losses were really adding up. He had also another miscarriage he told me about, his wife did. Shattered dreams, loss of competence, loss of identity. So I started to row down the road with John and said, John, tell me a little bit about what you know of God in regard to how he sees your losses. He immediately tried to go to scripture because he was pretty honest, saying, I don't think we've ever had too many conversations, me and God, about my losses. But let me think about scripture. He paused. He said, Steve, I don't know if it's the depression right now or what, but all I can tell you is the only thing I can come up with is Jesus wept. Isn't that terrible? Just one verse, just Jesus wept. It was evident that John had really no concept of what God thought about his losses, let alone any conversations with God about his losses.
Feature is a presentation of Member Care Media. Thanks for taking the time to listen. We invite you to check out our website further. We offer audio features and resources to help you in your work and daily life. In addition, we have links to other helpful websites that will be an encouragement to you and your family. This is a copyright production of Member Care Media and may not be reproduced without prior written consent.